Well, on the line now for more about these upcoming summits, I'm joined on the line by a member of the ANC's Economic Transformation Committee of the ANC's NEC, Ronald Lamola. Ronald, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners of the program.
Now, we of course know that the summit is running virtually concurrently with Parliament's Constitutional Review Committee, which is tasked with reviewing the Constitution and looking at the feasibility of the expropriation without compensation process. And we just heard, of course, that there's something like 14,000 submissions that have been submitted. President Ramaphosa made that announcement earlier this week in the National Assembly. And he, of course, has called for dialogue and debate and discussions around these issues. Take us through who will gather this weekend when the ANC comes together. Is it an internal process, or are you, in fact, inviting stakeholders? And if so, who are those stakeholders?
No, it's only an internal process. You will remember, Karim, there are just a few aspects that will also participate, but it's largely an internal process, mostly NEC members. You will remember that when you read the conference resolution of NASARC, it gives the NEC a leeway into looking at the modalities of the implementation of the expropriation without compensation. So this meeting of this weekend summit or workshop will be looking into the modalities. How do we implement the resolution going through Section 25, and also looking at the current pace of land reform, the restitution, all the legislations that relate to including redistribution, to how do you simplify them. And this will then inform what the ANC becomes, ANC's position and its engagement with any other stakeholders in society.
Now,
because
do continue.
Yes, because as you will read, the resolution says that the conference has adopted, amongst other things, or amongst other instruments to speed up land reform, expropriation without compensation. So the ANC acknowledges that there was a slow pace of land reform, and there are many challenges, which include urban settlement, which has since arisen since the dawn of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why we need a lot of minds to come together to review the past 24 years, and also to make interventions in terms of what do we then need to do in terms of the constitution. If we have to amend, where do we amend? If we have to amend any other form of legislation, how to amend it, and also deal with the issues of the Expropriation Act. You will remember since the adoption of the Constitution, we do not have the Expropriation Act. We are still using the 1975 Expropriation Act. So the workshop or summit will look into all these issues and give a thorough position for the ANC.
Now, when you say it will give a thorough position for the ANC, I'm slightly confused, because my understanding is that you took a resolution at conference, so you have a position. So if you are still going to be developing a position, what does that mean in terms of the resolution that you took? Because the resolution that you took at conference, of course, talks about expropriation without compensation, but it also has a caveat. It talks about food security that should not be threatened. It talks about the issue around the players in the agrarian space. It is a full resolution, and my understanding is that is a position. Is this workshop meant to operationalize that position, or is it going to add on to what that resolution actually means? Is it going to give flesh to that resolution?
It is meant to operationalize the resolution, because the resolution alone will not operationalize itself. For example, when you read when it deals with the instruments that must speed up land reform, it speaks that one of the instruments that you need to use is expropriation without compensation. How do you do it now when you do not have an Expropriation Act? Then you must speak about the issues of the Expropriation Bill of 2008 that was withdrawn, and which is again now in the public, in Parliament, the Expropriation Bill of 2015, which has also not moved. Then you need to speak to how do you amend the Expropriation Bill to enable it to assist us to achieve our objective of expropriation without compensation and to expropriate in their public interest as required by the Constitution, Section 25. So those are the issues that need to be operationalized, because without debating and dealing with them and then putting a paper that this is how we're going to implement it, you will not be able to implement only the position, because the position is clear that we need to expropriate without compensation. But as to how we're going to do that, that is what the workshop is going to put. This is how we're going to do it, either by amending the Constitution, by putting an expropriation bill, by reviewing all legislations that relates to land reform, because we acknowledge that there was a slow pace of land reform. How do we simplify this process?
Okay, Ronald, let me come in here. When one looks at the findings of the high panel that was, of course, led by former President Kgalema Motlanthe, he argued that the main reasons for the slow pace of land reform had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had to do with the lack of political will, with corruption, and with the inability of government officials to actually deal with the three tenets of how land reform is meant to happen: restitution, redistribution, and land tenure. Now, are you at this workshop going to evaluate your own implementation of the policy itself? Because there are some ANC members who argue that the current constitution does allow you to expropriate without compensation, but you've never brought a case before the Constitutional Court. The state has chosen not to go that route. So what I'd like to understand is, when you're looking at operationalizing this resolution, are you going to evaluate your own performance or lack thereof and look at what the high panel had to say about why land reform's pace has been so incredibly slow and patchy?
Yes, you have hit the nail, Karim. I have already said that we will evaluate our progress in the last 24 years in the first segment when I spoke. And I said we're going to assess what were the pitfalls, what were the reasons, is it economical, is it the constitution, and what are the issues that were impediment also on the side of the states. And that is the reason why also Kgalema is going to present, is going to be the second presenter after the president of the ANC. He will present on the findings of the high-level panel, which we have also gone through, and we agree with some of the recommendations and some of the observations of the high-level panel, that indeed the Constitution is a transformative document. It's an enabler for transformation. If we might end up, there are indeed school of thoughts in the ANC too. One is that the Constitution is enabling. We might not need to amend it. But there's a second school of thought that says, although it is enabling, but it has never been tested. Mm. So if we do not amend it, we might run a risk of being challenged in future. So that is one of the modalities which is going to be discussed in the conference, whether we need to amend it to avoid it, to avoid us being challenged on the basis that at this stage there is no real constitutional court judgment that has clarified the issue, despite the fact that the leading scholars, former judges, I know Abby Sachs, the former Deputy Chief Justice, and many legal scholars argue that the Constitution as it stands is an enabler for us to expropriate without compensation. Mm-hmm. But there are those that are arguing that it has never been tested. So that is a discussion that we're also going to have. But also going to have a discussion with regard to the corruption that we are raising. And that is the triumvirate, not only government officials, but there were also valuers, the owners of the land, who in some of the land evaluations connive and made it and skyrocketed or inflated the prices of the land. So those are issues that indeed are going to be discussed. There will be no holy cow. We'll discuss, including the issues of communal land. How do we, what then becomes the approach? You will know that the ANC's resolution is to democratize communal land. We'll then have to operationalize how, what do we mean, how do we do it?
Okay, finally, you've indicated two of the speakers. You said the president will kick off and make his input. Former President Kgalema Motlanthe will reflect on the high-level panel. Who else will be presenting, Ronald?
I'm not really at privy to give the full details, but I can confirm that including Advocate Thembeka Ngwaitobi will present. one of the leading academics from UCT, from Plasma, Ruth Hall will also make a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
An activist in the agrarian economy, Ben Cousins, will also make a presentation. And there are also other academics and scholars and practitioners who will also make a presentation. But we've also invited players in the field who will also participate in the subcommittees. They will be breaking into commissions. They are going to participate and make comments from that perspective, which will enrich members of the NEC and enrich the debate and even the resolution. So it's going to be a thorough program that I think will enable us to come up with pragmatic way forward in terms of the operation.
Judging from the names that you've mentioned, it's a stellar group of people, people with incredible experience, and of course, we've done a lot of work in this area. So I'm sure the discussions are going to be enriched. And of course, I'm presuming, Ronald, as an absolute final question, that you will make public the deliberations that you are going to be having over the weekend.
Yes, no, we will, after the workshop, publicize what has been resolved.
Absolutely.
But the deliberations themselves will be in closed session.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so very much. That is Ronald Lamola, a member of the Economic Transformation Subcommittee of the ANC's National Executive Committee, unpacking there for us, firstly, the purpose of that summit, but also giving us insight into some of the people that will be presenting there. And I must say, some top minds will be deliberating the ANC's resolution, including former President Kgalema Motlanthe, current President Cyril Ramaphosa, and also leading academics and people who have held positions on these matters, from Ruth Hall to Advocate Ngugay Thobe, Mr. Cousins, and a whole range of other peoples. We are, of course, certainly looking forward to the outcome of those deliberations, and we will be checking in with the African National Congress on the matter.